the earthquake that shook the world. In fulfillment of this prophecy, there occurred in 1755 the most terrible earthquake ever recorded. Known as the earthquake of Lisbon, it extended to Europe, Africa, and America. It was felt in Greenland, the West Indies, Madeira, Norway, and Sweden, Great Britain and Ireland, an extent of not less than 4 million square miles. In Africa, the shock was almost as severe as in Europe. A great part of Algiers was destroyed. A vast wave swept over the coast of Spain and Africa, engulfing cities. Mountains, some of the largest in Portugal, were impetuously shaken, as it were, from their very foundations, and some of them opened at their summits, which were split and rent in a wonderful manner, huge masses of them being thrown down into the adjacent valleys. Flames are related to have issued from these mountains. At Lisbon, a sound of thunder was heard underground, and immediately afterwards a violent shock threw down the greater part of that city. In the course of about 6 minutes, 60,000 persons perished. The sea first retired, and laid the bar dry. It then rolled in, rising 50 feet or more above its ordinary level. The earthquake happened on a holy day, when the churches and convents were full of people, very few of whom escaped. The terror of the people was beyond description. Nobody wept, it was beyond tears. They ran hither and thither, delirious with horror and astonishment, beating their faces and breasts, crying, "Misericordia! The world's at an end." Mothers forgot their children, and ran about loaded with crucifixed images. Unfortunately, many ran to the churches for protection, but in vain was the sacrament exposed, in vain did the poor creatures embrace the altars, images, priests, and people were buried in one common ruin.